Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Yes.
Hello. Welcome, everybody, to Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. This is the David part. You don't hear him talk very often. But he's here. And Jeanette's here, too. Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Here you go.
I was just finishing getting ready for the ritual tonight. And throughout the year, we've done a variety of different things. We have called on different goddesses. We have incorporated different types of techniques, used a variety of different methods to honor, mark, or signify the welcoming of our sacred directions and elements, done a variety of things to raise energy. But now we're in the middle of fall. There are some parts of the U.S. that have already received a little bit of snow, and actually probably some more snow than others.
Mm-hmm.
In some places, I think in the West, maybe some Western states already, even in Wisconsin, just a few days ago, they got a little bit of light snow, even though it melted shortly thereafter. But we are in fall, and today is the 18th of November, so we have just a little over a month before the winter solstice. So I feel like this month is a transitional month. It is a kind of a weird time. We're still in fall. It's late fall. Depending on what your own personal beliefs are, some people will celebrate the end of Samhain as the Celtic New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Some people also will mark this time more as the beginning of winter. I'm sorry, if you hear crinkling and rustling, it is, it's a cat. It's always a cat that has, yes, an attraction to chewing cellophane and various forms of plastic. Sorry about that. And it's always the same cat that does this. There's always just one that's always the bad kid.
Anyhow.
But anyhow, going back to November, so November is kind of this transitional time, and I think it's a good time to segue. You can still do things. I mean, let's be honest here. You can do any of this stuff at any time of the year. But I feel more of an energetic appropriateness, maybe, is the right way to put it. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, because now we have fewer hours and minutes of daylight, the length of nighttime has increased, the angle of the sun is
lower.
Much lower.
Yep.
The intensity of the sun is lower. In some parts of the U.S. and Europe, leaves have already fallen from trees. Here in Northern Virginia, they're still in the process of that. Until recently, we've had weather that's...
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad. In the 60s, mostly, we're starting to move into our... I would call it our pre-winter weather. Not really fall, but not really winter either. So there's a lot of transitional energies going on. We're out of Samhain. We're not at Yuletide yet. And so I think this is a good time to do transformational work. You can do any number of different kinds of things. But I thought about this, I don't know, sometime last month, I had the idea in my head to incorporate the elements in a type of, I guess you would call it, journey, guided meditation, where I'm going to walk you through each of the elements. And as we envision these elements doing certain things for us, to rid ourselves of certain aspects, things energetically, then we'll also use these energies of the elements to bring in something so that these aspects will help to transform our state of mind and help us to get into or maintain an introspective, self-reflective, there you go, more of a reflective mindset where we're more in our heads and we're being introspective and maybe working on those quiet kinds of things, contemplative things that wintertime is so good for. So there you go. And so this particular month, I wanted to utilize some of the votive candles that I've made in the past year. So this time, I've incorporated the quote-unquote traditional colors associated with the sacred directions and elements. However, this is what we like to do, and those same colors might be something that you associate with a different element altogether. So just kind of keep that in mind. Likewise, while I like to have color in what I do, it is by no means necessary. I like to remind people that you work with, and it's very important for you to work with what is comfortable and available for you. You could just as easily use little tea lights, put them in the cardinal directions, and whatever sacred element you associate with that cardinal direction, that's what that element will be for you, and that's what you'll turn your attention to. For East, many people will use white or light blue or maybe yellow. I've always conceptualized yellow because it reminds me of the morning sun, and the sun rises in the East. For South, you can use any range of oranges and reds, but you could also use yellow because it's the color of the sun. Boom, there you go. For blue, it could be any shade of blue, maybe even purple or other shades of blue-greens that are maybe watery associations for you. There you go. For earth, various shades of green. You can also use brown. You could also use black. Or again, depending what you have available, a standard white candle will do the job. It's really weird. I don't have any white candles in our house right now except for tea lights. So for my central candle, my goddess candle, if you will, I'm using a white tea light because I don't have any more bigger white candles. I have all kinds of other colors, different variations of blues. I have lots of blue and black and shades of green.
Yeah.
And, again, I've got two different shades of green candles. I've got yellow, orange, and red. So it kind of runs the gamut. But no white.
No white.
No big white candles. So I think I need to do that.
Make some candles.
Make some candles, probably over winter break. I'll be doing that.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of wax to do that. So you could use votives. You can use tea lights. You could use those little candles that we call them spell candles, but they're chime candles. They're about 4 inches tall and half inch in diameter, and you can find them a variety of different places. Likewise, you can also use just taper candles of different sizes. You can find them all over the place. You can also use paraffin wax candles. You can definitely use beeswax. They do make beeswax votives and tapers. I have not seen too many other types of vegetable wax candles in taper form. I've been searching around. If I happen to find any, I'll definitely let you guys know in a future podcast to let you know where I found them, because I am trying to transition out of paraffin-based waxes and into something that is more sustainable. But I have this old wax that I'm likely just going to finish up and use it up before I move into something else. So that's my setup for tonight, and we're going to get ready with our ritual. So use this time to take some nice deep breaths. Put your feet flat on the floor of the room that you are in. Shoes, no shoes, fuzzy socks, whatever works for you. I don't happen to have socks on right now. I might be regretting that later because with the rain that just came through, the temperature is going to drop here in Virginia for the night. More transition. More transition happening in the world. So let's take some nice deep breaths. And as you exhale, let all of the stress of today's activities just flow out of you into the ground. Imagine it moving through your feet, through the layers of the place that you are in, into the ground below, where that energy will be recycled and transformed by the earth to be used by the planet in whatever way is available and appropriate for this time. And as I cast this circle, envision the space where you are in, immediately around the altar or whatever sacred space you have set up in your own home or in the room that you are in, let that be enveloped with a bright, warm, welcoming light. Above and below, in front of and behind you, to the left and right, in this bubble or sphere or egg shape, protects you, keeps you safe, keeps your energies focused on the task at hand. Now envision that moving a little bit farther out into the room that you are in. And take a deep breath and push that bubble out to the building that you are in. Maybe it's a house or a townhouse or an apartment, so that the place where you dwell is safe and warm, secure. And then push it out a little bit farther beyond the boundary of the home that you are in. And as you look around you, imagine this tendril of light energy of whatever color you associate with. Imagine that moving out into the cosmos, into the sky, to connect with members of this community, of your own community, of your tribe. And know that you are connected to all listening in the here and now, and in the time to come. Our circle of community, of energy, of home and hearth has been cast. Blessed be.
Blessed be. Now we turn our attention to the east, and we call to the elementals, the guardians, the spirits of the east and the sacred element of air. And we attune to the east where the sun rises and brings with it new hope, new beginnings, a new start. And we call to this aspect of East. And invite new hope into our lives. To give us hope. To keep us looking forward and staying optimistic. Elementals, guardians, and spirits of the east, and the air, and new beginnings, we welcome you. Blessed be.
And we turn our attention to the south. When the sun is at its highest point in the sky, and we welcome spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and the sacred element of fire into our circle tonight. And we call on and connect with those fires, the hearth fires that keep us warm, and to keep, that keeps the dark away during these long winter months. We call upon these fires to be that spark that connects us with all living things, that spark that drives our passion, our creativity, our zest for life, our motivation. And we ask our guardians, elementals, and spirits of fire to keep those fires lit within us, to bless us, to keep us safe and protected, to keep us warm, and to keep those sparks of creativity and motivation alive for us. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And then we turn to the west, and we call on the sacred element. We call to the guardians, the spirits, and the elementals of the west, and the sacred element of water. And we attune to the energy of the water as it flows in the oceans, lakes, rivers, streams, giving life, providing home. And as it is within us, the water that makes us, and we connect our water in our bodies with the water of the world. And the salt water of the world with our tears. And we call to the waters to give us for healing for ourselves, our loved ones, and the planet. As we call for compassion and empathy towards other living things who share this sacred connection with the earth and with each other. And we invite this compassion and empathy and healing into our lives and the lives of our loved ones. Elementals, guardians, and spirits of the west and the sacred element of water, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we turn our direction and our attention to the north and the darkest night. And we invite spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and the sacred element of earth into our circle. And we connect with the deep roots of the largest trees as they travel down through the soil. And we connect with the deep, rich, loamy soil of Mother Earth, the home to creatures smaller than the eye can see, and to the tiny animals that are sleeping, waiting for spring to arrive again. We connect with this peaceful, steady, strong energy. We ask for grounding and strength and to keep our bodies strong and fed with the nourishment you bring us. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and the sacred element of earth, we welcome you. Blessed be. And we turn our attention to the center. And to these energies all around us. To our nearly full moon in the sky, we call upon the moon as goddess, grandmother moon, teacher, healer, wisdom bringer. And as the moon moves around the planet in her never-ending cycle, her energies, as they wane and wax over and over, are energies of transformation. And as we ask Grandmother Moon to protect us, guide us, teach us, and grant us a bit of her wisdom, we feel her energy Grandmother Moon, we welcome you into our circle tonight. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
So as we get ready for our journey, make yourself comfortable. Sit back. Relax yourself into a comfortable place. And we're going to take a journey of transformation. Now imagine yourself outside in some sort of wooded place, wherever you may be, whatever part of the world you are living in, and note the time of year. What the plants, trees look like around you. Grasses. Note any sights, any sounds of nature. The wind in the trees, the song of birds. And as you look around, before you, you see a great mound. There might be plants growing on it. The grass might be brown and dormant. This mound might be rocky. But it has an opening. Venture forth into this opening. And as you do so, you note that you are slowly walking deeper into the earth. This is a magical place. It is lit from within. And you might see small insects or roots, or perhaps the walls are smooth. Or you might see crystals and gemstones. And as you walk further down, you find yourself in a large cavernous space. And in the center of that space, is a large flat stone with a single large candle lit. Candle is bright and it allows you to see around along the edge of that cavern, and you notice there are tunnels going in four different directions. You walk to the tunnel on your right. This is the tunnel of the east. And as you walk through, you're magically transported to a great field It is dawn. The sun has just risen. You feel the wind blowing all around you. But this is a special wind. As you embrace this breeze, it might be strong, it might be gentle. You might feel slow and steady wind, or maybe strong gusts. But this wind has the power to remove that which no longer serves. As you stand there with your arms stretched out, you feel the cobwebs of your mind being blown away. Doubt, confusion, the fog of indecision. Stand there and face the wind. And feel the wind carry these unwanted feelings away. As you feel the wind flowing around you, through your hair, your fingertips, you feel a new energy enter you. The wind continues to blow, taking away your self-doubt, your indecision, your confusion. Your mind now feels sharp and in focus. Your thoughts clear and decisive. And you feel a new beginning. You feel those winds of change shifting around you. And while you have this opportunity, shout out anything you wish for your gods or your ancestors, spiritual forces of nature. Let your messages be carried on the wind to their intended destination. And as the wind dies down, back to just a soft, gentle breeze, you walk back through the opening of the cave, into the tunnel, and back to the cavern. And now you move and walk through a tunnel that's bathed in a warm orange light. As you immediately step into that tunnel, you feel warm, but not uncomfortable. And as you walk out of this tunnel, you are in a desert landscape. With the sun high overhead. Now this sun is strong and it's so intense that as you feel it touching your skin starts to tingle. You feel warm, but not too hot. And you feel this heat surround you in flame. This magical flame that purifies you. Let this heat burn away anything that no longer is needed in your life. It might be self-doubt. It might be old relationships. It might be harmful thought patterns. Let that flame and heat burn those things away and turn to ash and dust. And as you continue to feel this heat, feel yourself being energized. Feel the warmth. The spark of motivation. That spark of passion for life. New ideas. New thought processes. New journeys, or maybe you are just relighting that spark that you have allowed to grow dim with this, the pressures and stresses of your daily life. You've burned unhealthy energies, thoughts, symbols, reminders of things you no longer wish to have in your life. And as this fire around you slowly dissipates, you still feel that tiny flame and that tiny spark within you. Know that this flame can keep you warm, can keep you sustained. Can keep you connected to that which you hold most dear. So when you're ready, take the time, slowly walk back through this tunnel. Back into the Great Cavern. And now, as you turn your attention, you see a new cavern, a new cave, a new tunnel. It looks a little different than the other two. The walls are wet. They're shimmering with colors of blue and purple and turquoise. And as you walk into this tunnel, it leads you to a stream. And the stream looks very inviting. It's a gentle, babbling brook. You feel the pull and the call to step into the stream. And as you do so, you are transformed into water itself. But the essence of who you are remains intact. You feel yourself going farther and farther downstream. Until you reach a large, wide river. And you join those energies and those waters as they pull you farther and farther downstream. And you notice all the living creatures of this large river all around you. Mussels and clams, crabs, many grasses of different types, and fish of every size and shape. You see otters playfully swimming through this river. And any heaviness that you had felt in your heart has been lifted. The waters have washed them away. Sadness, loneliness, heartbreak, feelings of loss. They've been washed away, and these waters have cleansed your heart and your soul. You finally reach the ocean. And the energies that are part of you are now part of the oceans of the earth. Know that you can leave the ocean and go back onto land in your full form at any time. And when you feel ready, walk out of the surf and onto the sand. And then back to the magical tunnel that will lead you back to the Great Cavern. Now here in the Great Cavern, you see the last tunnel, the tunnel you have not walked through before. And this one is made of earth, with the roots of many plants intertwined all along the walls. And as you walk through this tunnel, this leads you out into a great forest. And on the ground in front of you, there is a large circle of stones that are very tall and have been there for thousands and thousands of years. They have tiny cracks in them, mosses and lichen growing over them. Take note of any animals you see around these huge standing stones. And the trees, are they oak or pine or maybe some other type of tree that grows where you live? And as you walk around these standing stones, you feel the physical weariness that you have had within you leave your body through the soles of your feet. As you walk around these stones, you touch them. You feel their strength. You let that tiredness, the weariness, the aches in your bones leave your body out through your feet, down into the rocks on the ground below. And as you touch each of these stones, you feel the energy and the immortality of the stones enter through your hands into your body. You let that energy fill you up to renew you with strength of purpose. With physical sustenance. With the energy of the abundance of Mother Earth. And You feel yourself renewed, strong, vital. But also grounded. And so when you are ready, you walk back into the tunnel and into the cavern through up through the original path you took to take that path out of the cavern and out of the mound. And know that you can revisit this cavern at any time to replenish yourself, to reconnect with these elements. For they are always there. As you turn your focus back to the here and now, take a few deep breaths to center yourself. And we take this opportunity to thank the goddess of the moon, Grandmother Moon, goddess of wisdom, we thank you for your guidance, for your protection, and for your brilliant powers of illumination that have lighted our way on this journey tonight. Grandmother Moon, great goddess, we thank you. Blessed be. And we turn our attention back to the north. And we thank our spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and the sacred element of earth for lending us your energies of strength and grounding and renewing our bodies with physical sustenance. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and the earth, we thank you. Blessed be. And we turn our attention back to the west and the sacred element of water. And we thank those elemental forces, those spirits, guardians, and energies for cleansing our hearts and minds, for aiding us in reminding us to have compassion and empathy for our fellow living creatures, and to remind us to be kind to ourselves. Spirits, elementals and guardians of the west and water. We thank you. Blessed be. And we turn our attention to the south and the sacred element of fire. And we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire. For your powers of motivation, for that spark of creativity, and for your hearth fires that will keep us warm in this dark time of the year. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And lastly, we turn our attention back to the east and the sacred element of air. And we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air for clearing away our self-doubt and replenishing our minds with cool intellect and mental clarity. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we thank you.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. And as you turn your attention to your sacred circle, bubble of energy, let that flow back into the shrink, back into the place where you live, and then the room that you are in, and then your sacred place or ritual space where you are holding this ritual. But know that that tendril of light and energy that you sent out still connects you to your community, to your tribe, and to those that you hold dear. And for all of those listening in the here and now and in the time to come, our circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be. So we'd like to thank everybody who listened in with us tonight and who will be listening in the future. We, of course, would like to thank Circle Sanctuary for allowing us to do our monthly podcasts, to our, what do we call it, our social engineering team, because that's really what they do, to Selena Fox and our other podcasters, which of course are Selena Fox, Laura Gonzalez, and Deborah Rose,
yep.
And the members of Paganos del Mundo.
For all their content. It's great.
So stay tuned. Make sure you check Circle Sanctuary's website for all of the latest of the shows we still have going on this month and what we will be doing in the month of December.
Uh-huh.
So what would you like to take us up with tonight, David?
How about Me and the Moon Tonight by Celia?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Is it really gonna go like this? Is it really gonna be for me with a stiff whiskey crutch?
Oh.
Is it really gonna end this way? I mean, I've left better deals for less than this much.
Oh.
And I'd really love to call a friend, but I'm here without a phone. I've been driving around, it's 3 a.m. and I'm sitting here alone in my car. In the cold. It's just me and the moon tonight. Me and the moon tonight. And I'll find my way before daylight. Just me and the moon tonight. Gonna go like this? Am I gonna have to drop down, drag it out with my thoughts?
Oh,
is it really gonna end this way? Me tangled in the web of all that I saw. And I'd really love to cut the wires, but I'm here without a blade. I've been paralyzed with my eyes on fire as I face the choice I made in the snow.
Me and the moon tonight.
Just me and the moon tonight.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.